You're listening to Goons, Games, and Gear, the sexiest gaming podcast in the world.
We're back. It's Goons, Games, and Gear in person, just for you guys. Here's a little smooch. All right, so what are we talking about today? It's Xbox. They went through a giant layoff. I think it was 1,900 people through Activision, other departments of Xbox. But most importantly... I ain't sure it's most important, but apparently it's reported that the physical games department is shutting down. It's your turn.
Sorry, Xbox fans. No more physical media for you. But let's be fair. Xbox has been trying to go all digital as of recent.
Oh, yeah.
For the most part, right? Like, we see Game Pass. We see just, like, I don't know, digital sales are through the roof.
Remember the all digital Xbox we saw months ago?
Right. There's an all digital Xbox. They're working on cloud service, everything.
I couldn't find it, but I saw it yesterday. But so, like, Nintendo and PlayStation, more than 50% of their games are sold physically. All in all. Xbox is less than 9%.
Yeah. That's so insane.
At this point, like, it's, I think, assuming this is true, it's going to lend to a trend of other companies be like, okay, why are we doing physical games?
Right.
Because ultimately, I'd assume it also means that, like, it's going to have more profit for game companies, so they have to worry about the disc versions, which is, I don't know how much that would cost, the case and the disc.
It's got to be a lot to produce that stuff and, like, mass produce it, right.
Or did it
shipped from wherever.
But does Xbox and Sony take care of it? Like, if it's for their platform?
I don't know. I don't know how that works. I think it depends on the publisher. That's why, like, indie games don't make, like, discs. Unless it's, like, Limited Run or something.
Right. So, like, Limited Run job, don't get the game for, like, 2 years.
You know? Right. Limited Run job is to say, hey, we're going to print this physically, but screw you, and never send it for, like, 6 years. And then eventually when you forget, you'll get it. And then you'll forget you have it anyway. Like, I sometimes don't even remember where it is.
The Knights of the Public, right?
It's down here. Find this Bionicle.
Anyway, so, like, I don't necessarily... Well, first of all, the layoffs suck. And, look, everyone's right. Like, shame on you, Xbox, because you just put billions into buying Activision and you're laying people off. Right. But literally every other game company is doing layoffs.
Right. There's, like, some problem with the game industry right now where everybody's doing layoffs, so...
I think a lot overhired during COVID, and now that things are really settled down, they're like, okay, we've got way too much overhead. We have to trim it back.
Right.
But the other side of that issue is that, like, Nintendo took the perfectly best route when it happened with the Wii U, where Satoru Iwata, is his name, right?
Yeah.
He took a price cut twice, or a salary cut. He took a pay cut twice because the Wii U was failing in the 3DS initially failed.
Right.
So he personally took a price cut so no one would get fired. Or, yeah, when it turned to fat. These other companies, especially Microsoft, could easily do that. Like,
Phil could take, like,
a hit.
A hit. It'll be okay.
Right. You know, it's Microsoft. So it's, like, kind of like a cultural thing. I really respect Nintendo for doing that. You know, they might have Nintendo ninjas. They might...
They might take down everything.
Yeah, take down everything. But they got, like... Like
their business ethics are pretty decent, I guess.
Oh yeah,
for their people,
right? You know, like everyone who worked at Nintendo is like they're like super happy. They have very little people who quit and get fired because people just I forget when they said this, but they're like, yeah, we just let games cook for a while. Like we don't give like hard deadlines. We just like if you need more time, just let us know. Like I think it was Mario Wonder because they kept adding new ideas.
Yep.
And they're like, yeah, like oh, you know what? We'll do that, but it's gonna take more time.
There was the video you sent me about them making. I think it was Luigi's Mansion 2, which wasn't even Nintendo making it. They actually, I forget which company makes it, but someone else. And I think it was I forget who went over there. What the main guy of Nintendo at the time went over there. And was just like, yeah, we need you to make this. Just keep it behind closed doors, but do whatever you want and have fun. And he was literally like, if you guys aren't having fun making it, then the game won't be fun. So we don't want
that. That's a really good way. Yeah. Back to Microsoft, though. I think this is going to show Sony particularly. Granted, they still have high margins for physical games.
Right.
But I think the next generation, we might just be screwed.
Yeah, I think the next generation, if Sony can figure out, like, a Game Pass thing, I think physical's dead just Nintendo will be the only one.
Which is sad.
Yeah.
You know, it's like...
Right, there's still, like, games that I buy physically just because I like the cases and stuff. I think companies like Limited... Not Limited Run. Companies like Limited Run, but not Limited Run, will, like, thrive, though, making those, like, physical versions of games for people that want them.
But they do it mostly for retro, right?
It's mostly for indie stuff that doesn't get physical stuff. Uh-huh. But, like, if everything's not doing physical, then yeah.
Nintendo's never going to stop. In fact, no. They have to.
Right.
Because even with leaks with the Switch 2 having, like, even 132 gigs or whatever.
Right. It's not.
It's enough. Not enough. It's just not enough. But, yeah, I think the refresh is going to come this year for Xbox and Sony. The mid-generation?
Makes sense, yeah.
Sony kind of already went through their own with the Slim.
I was going to say with the Slim discless, but then you can get a disc with it or something. Right,
expandable, which whatever.
Xbox,
but...
I mean...
No.
There's that rumored system, but...
It was not even rumored. That was just a full-on... That was a court leak, right? Yeah, right. And that... So, like, that's going to happen. But realistically, it makes sense for Xbox to go all digital because of Game Pass.
Right.
Because they can't do it physically, so, like... If you can't get the game physically, like, oh, I'll just, you know, have it on Game Pass.
Right.
You know?
Honestly, if the Xbox One S was just as powerful as the X, I probably would have got that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You know, I'm meaning to talk to you about this, but I've been having this idea, like, I'm like, should I sell my Xbox and just put it towards a PS5 when Dragon Ball comes out? Only because it's like, all right, now that I have a much beefier PC, I can play my Game Pass games mostly on the PC.
Right.
Like, ones that are PC available. And... Like, because the main Xbox titles are going to be on Game Pass, like Halo and stuff like that.
Right, so all Xbox exclusives are always on Game Pass.
Right, forever. Exactly. And I'm like, it's like, then why do I have this console now?
Right.
If I can just put it on my PC.
Right, makes sense.
But it's just like, I don't know, if I had a PS5, I just want it for like cool anime games, because anime games thrive on PlayStation.
Yeah,
there's just no denying it, right?
There, yeah.
It's like, if I'm gonna get Tenkaichi 4, it's like, if we have for Xbox, I don't know how long it's gonna last on there, and I want it to, like, play forever.
Right.
You know? Right. So, I don't know, I'm kind of conflicted on that, but, yeah, I mean, like, how would you feel if PlayStation just didn't release physical games anymore?
I would hate it. I don't know. Like, I like physical media. I mean, granted, like, Xbox, I am all digital for the most part, other than, like, if something's on sale at, like, wherever, Best Buy or GameStop or something, like, I'll buy it there.
Right.
But, like, that's mostly a Game Pass machine. PlayStation, I do a lot of digital because I game share with somebody.
Right.
But otherwise, like, same thing, like, if stuff's on sale. Or if it's a game, like, I know I'm going to just play through and beat and then want to, like, trade in or sell or whatever. Like, then I get it physically. But, I don't know, it's hard. I also like collector's editions.
Yeah, but haven't they been screwing us with the collectors? Like, didn't God of War 9 come with the game? Or
it came with a digital code. Digital code, right. I mean, that's just what it would be like. I guess they are kind of, like, foolproofing that, so.
But here's my fear with that, though. Because some companies, it's like, I really wish I remember the one recently, but it's like, I think the original Crew is shutting down. But someone's suing Ubisoft because... Their logic is, okay, you promoted this as a product, but if you're shutting down the servers and it literally says you can't play this game anymore, you're deactivating my product that I bought, when you should have said that it was a service, not a product to buy.
Right.
So, like,
that makes sense.
Right.
If it was listed as a service, then it doesn't matter. You don't own a service.
Right, exactly. But it's not. It was a product.
Right.
So, I thought it was really interesting, and I bring that up because... My fear is that with this all-digital future, like, game companies are going to just easily be able to say, okay, we're disconnecting this, now you can't even access your game anymore.
Right.
Which is, like, scary.
That's why I don't like digital. It's because, yeah, they can take it away whenever they want to, whenever they choose to, so.
Like, we clowned on Nintendo originally for having cartridges. Like, dude, what are you talking about? Why are you using this? But, like, now it's, like...
kind of cool.
It's nice
to, like, look and see all these cases the shelf.
Nintendo Switch keys are nice. It doesn't install to the, you know, to the internal memory.
Right.
You know,
it doesn't take an hour for me to, like, actually play the game at launch or whatever.
That is a unique bonus.
I mean, it's, I don't know.
Yeah, I kind of regret not getting Ultimate physically. I got it digitally. I'm like, always want access to this and never right. like lose it. But I do want the case at least. But
yeah, I think I have it digitally too. But right. yeah, I would want the case.
But yeah, like, I feel like if anything, it's going to go Xbox, Sony in terms of like no more physical media.
Right.
I don't think Nintendo has that option. I really don't. With a portable, no. I mean, like,
they keep making their hard drives way too small to like
justify it.
Yeah.
Right. Even with the OLED being base 64. Yeah.
Right.
It's like, it's just not enough. That's like maybe two games.
Yeah.
Only Nintendo can optimize their games to such a level.
Nintendo can make Tears of the Kingdom run on their Nintendo. Like,
right.
It still like makes no sense how they could do that. Could you imagine if they had a system as powerful as PS5 and Xbox One Series X?
The rumors that Switch 2 is going to be as powerful as a PS4. And which
is fine.
Like, yeah, no, okay. Like, yeah. So I used to be a massive, like, it needs to be 4K, like how can Nintendo be so behind? But then I've grown to realize that okay, it's portable. Nintendo's amazing at making its own games. And 4K is incredibly overrated.
Like, yeah. Someone random YouTuber I watched, I was watching like a leak video about the Switch 2 or whatever. And they were like, people keep comparing the Switch to like a home console when technically it's still not a home console. It's a hybrid, but it's more of a handheld than anything. Because the dock does nothing. It's not like a powerhouse for it.
I mostly agree with that, but the only thing is, then how come when it's docked you can play higher frame rates and res?
I don't know. Slightly. I don't know how that works.
Right. I do know how it works. It's only because it gets more. It has direct power. Because you know, with a laptop,
right?
A gaming laptop, if you don't have power connected, it runs in lower modes because it doesn't have like a constant stream of power
going
from the battery. So I'm pretty So like technically, the Switch doesn't get a boost like from
right
like
from
like
just itself
right from whatever. Itself, but it just has power connected to it, so it doesn't run off the battery.
Right,
which
so
means
can run better.
It can run better. I also will say that whenever the Switch 2 comes out, I'm purely only buying Nintendo games. Only, because I have a Steam Deck, which would play all my indie games.
Right.
A PC, you know, it's like, and a lot, I mean, some, and even some indie games just run like ass on the Switch.
Like Cult of the Lamb runs really bad on there.
Oh, really?
Dead Cells has a lot of frame rate issues. I think even Isaac has a ton.
Well, because Isaac's about breaking the game. And like, if you get to that point, it just like,
it actually breaks the game.
Actually breaks the game.
But I mean, like, even like Pokemon Company has issues running on this system. Like, it's not just like the indie guys. But yeah, the Switch itself is just kind of like,
I learned recently that Nintendo only has a 33% stake in Pokemon Company. Did you know that?
Yeah, they're like their own thing, I guess. But like, they're just
they can't
loyal.
Do any harm,
right?
Yeah. Like, I think at this point, Pokemon Company could like sell the worst game ever made, and Nintendo would still be like, okay, well, you have Pokemon, so
right, you're still fine.
But anyway, with back to Xbox with no media, it's like, I feel apparently some of these jobs are going to be going to back to other internal parts of Xbox, so they're not losing. Some jobs aren't lost or just being transferred. I'd assume with the physical media department, it's just about like contacting someone to make the discs and then applying the right art on a case. Like, what else is there for physical, you know?
Right.
I also think that we're kind of getting screwed next generation because if there's no disc drive, then there should be a small price cut because there's a disc drive, which I don't, you know, at first I'm like, it kind of sucks that, like, we won't be able to play Blu-rays off of it, but as long as you have, like, a console to play Blu-ray, like, you have all your old consoles, so, like, for you, it's not really an issue.
Or Blu-ray players are, I think, literally, like, $50 now or something.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're, like, inexpensive.
Right. Or even, like, I don't know, I think I get all my movies digitally at this point.
Yeah, I mean, I have a lot of physical media, but, like,
yeah, I like
most
you do all that.
It's just streaming, yeah.
I'm letting him handle all the physical.
Yeah.
That's like his responsibility. even if I would want it. So like, is Xbox terrible for doing this? For layoffs, sure. I mean, I think that it's really terrible that a multi... actually, literally just for like a hot second, we're the most valued company in the world at like $3 trillion the other day.
Right.
But you're telling me you're almost 2,000 people laid off. What's the...
Right, where's the issue? Yeah. And, like, I get it, like, the merger with Activision's, like, finally kind of going through,
yeah,
right?
Like,
so it's like, you will lay off people because, like, you know, Joe Schmo in marketing, if you have just, like, an Xbox marketing guy, right? You don't need them technically.
Right.
But like you could find spots for them.
Right, yeah.
You know? Maybe a job transfer or just see how they work out for a little bit.
Oh, did you see they're kind of bringing back like Xbox Spotlight, I think it's called, or Indie Showcase? Did you see that?
Oh, are they? I was gonna.
Yeah,
they haven't done it in a long time.
Yeah, and I saw, what's his name, Ryan McConnor, the guy from IGN.
Oh, okay.
He was like, oh, I've been advocating for this for years that Xbox should bring back like this, you know, like Indie Showcase. And then Phil Spencer like responded to a tweet. He's like, I can confirm that you have said this for years.
Right.
So like that's cool. Xbox doing that, great. And they probably want indie games to thrive, so they can have them on Game Pass. Like,
right.
Them getting Power World was probably like the...
And that was honestly, like last minute too. They were like, hey, you want to throw Power World on Game Pass? It was literally like... What, the like week or two weeks before?
Yeah,
they were like, oh, it's going to be on Game Pass.
What a call.
Yeah, I mean, like, they were probably like, hey, we'll give you, just name a number. Okay, here you go.
Right.
We know how big this game's going to be in 2 weeks. Give it to us.
You know, that could be a really stressful call to make in terms of, like, how much money they give these people and how much you think it's going to be popular.
That too, yeah. Like, it's hard to tell.
It easily could have, like, flopped.
Right, could you imagine if they did that with, like, the day before?
Yeah, right? Like, yeah, it's like, like, fired, you know? So, is it the end of the world? There's no more physical... there probably won't be physical games going forward. Actually, we need to talk about this. GameStop should be screaming right now.
GameStop's dead. At least for Xbox. And I mean...
That's one entire section. I mean, yeah, they're going to sell digital cards, but like...
If that's a whole section in your store, gone. I mean, they could either do more collectibles, which seems to be working okay, but like that... It's not enough. The problem with GameStop, and it's been like told to them for years, is they need to put the retro games in the stores. And that's how they'll like boom again.
Yeah.
But they just, like, refuse to for whatever reason.
They could use that new section for... Well, I think retro games need, like, a showcase, kind of, like, a... You know,
I
like
mean, they
glass.
Need, like, a much bigger store, too.
Right.
Well, that, too, yeah. You'd have to put glass on the shelves for N64 and stuff.
Right.
But, like, even if you pick and choose, just do, like... Start with, like, GameCube, N64...
Do they really have that much in storage?
I don't know. They take trades on them. But then they, like, only sell them online, so they have stock of it. It's
okay.
Just they just don't do anything in the stores with them.
That's weird. That's
Well, they're just trying to Sudoku themselves. It's, like, it's insane.
Yeah, so, like, could you imagine if PlayStation said tomorrow, hey, we're going all digital, I honestly think GameStop would probably...
For
bankruptcy.
They would probably just be like, we're screwed. We don't know what to do now.
Yeah, right. It's like,
but, I mean, they know what to do. They just refuse to do it. Like,
and then there's Nintendo, which, I mean, yeah, like, you do want Nintendo games in cases like that. That's, like, the most value because, you know, we didn't touch upon this, but, like, you know, in the worst way possible now because, like, there's no game on the disc anymore. It's just, like, a key.
Almost,
yeah.
It's just like you put it in, but then you download and install 90% of it, so...
Right, and you can't... And then, like, the disc is just there to, like, make sure to play it.
Right, right.
It's not actually on the disc. Like, it rarely is, I think.
Yeah, I don't think it... Most discs don't have, like, anything on them anymore, I don't think, so...
And then Nintendo does, like, most of the games on the cartridge, and then if it doesn't fit, the rest is in a download.
Right.
Which, that also kind of screws over GameStop, because, like, I think with the Bayonetta collection, it was, like, you got the first game, and then...
And the other was a code, those kind of, like, those games get, like, screwed over.
But... Right. But at least you still have the case. I don't know.
You still...
How do you feel about that? Like, if part of it... In a collection, if only, like, one or two are in the file, or on the cartridge, and the last one is...
Is, like, a download.
Yeah, a download.
I, like, kind of hate it. So, it was, like, Bayonetta 1 and 2 pack. Tie the Tasmanian Devil 1 and 2 pack did that. And,
Really? Isn't that a retro game?
Yeah, I know, right? Can you believe that?
It couldn't
and
fit.
And some other game I have, some other collection I have did that. And it's fine, I guess. It just, like, I don't know. I'd rather... Or just put two cartridges in the case if you can't fit it.
But those cost, apparently, a fair amount.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's
it's
the
like,
only issue,
yeah.
So...
I wonder if they're going to get the price down for Switch 2, like, a better...
I think they're going to screw it. I think they're going to go the other way,
should,
right?
You know what?
Tears of the Kingdom was, like, a...
We should do a Switch 2, like, thoughts video right
after
this.
Oh, yeah, predictions,
that, yeah. Predictions. That's a good idea. But, yeah, so, Xbox, like, all digital future, no physical games. They're going to live with it. I think actually because, like I said, their physical media is less than 9%.
It's already dead.
Yeah, it's already dead.
And honestly, that physical media that they're selling, I mean, if developers don't have to deal with the physical media, which I think it is, so I don't know what that 9% is. That 9%'s got to be like holiday shopping. That would be my guess.
Yeah,
it's like parents go to like GameStop and they're like, "Oh, I just need stuff for the kid's son wrapped during Christmas."
Right.
Or whatever holiday.
Because you can still get the case. Oh, well, wait. Does physical media mean there's no case either, or is it just the disc? Because if it's like,
oh, like a download code inside, you mean?
Yeah, I think they're gonna skip that too, right? Because I mean, what's the point?
That's useless already anyway. Right. I think that's already stopped for the most part. I don't think for most Xbox? Of that. I don't think most of the games that were just like a download got like those codes in a box anymore.
Right.
It's all just gift cards. But yeah, I think that's what that like 9% is just like holiday shopping. Parents are like, oh, they want Halo, so I need Halo for them to unwrap.
I know very recently, Best Buy just completely removed all physical media.
Yeah, they got rid of movies, games. Movies and CDs and stuff like that. Yeah, it's sad.
I wonder if they're still going to sell steel cases. I like that. I like going to Best Buy for steel cases.
Best Buy has, yeah, this exclusive steel books. I used to get all the Marvel ones there. But,
oh, really?
I think they stopped it. Like, the last Guardians of the Galaxy, they didn't have a steel book for.
Oh, really?
So, yeah.
Huh.
It's sad.
Yeah, because, I mean, like, especially for Xbox, they're like, why would we come out with this game physically when we want them to be on Game Pass, which is service, and then it's going to be digital.
Right.
You know, it's like, is it nice to have Halo Infinite physically? Sure. But for them, it's like, why go through that when I want them on Game Pass? Like, I think now more than ever, they're like, we're going so into Game Pass, it's like our 100% focus.
Yeah.
Because with an only digital future, and we don't have to worry about physical games, all their stuff is going to be on Game Pass, which I still think is a really good deal. It's just like, to them, it's just like, there's no point. And I feel bad for the jobs lost or even outsourced, but for Microsoft, it unfortunately just makes sense, particularly for them. PlayStation, not yet, because I think they're just slightly under 50%.
Right, but they're still selling like crazy. But they have nothing like, I mean, they have whatever their stupid thing is, but it's not good enough like Game Pass yet to like justify it, right? So.
But I think they want to go all digital, too. Considering that
I think they're working on it. The Slim model really kind of, like, hinted at it.
Right. Yeah, exactly. I made this prediction. Are you good? That you're like trying to, oh, I thought you're trying to burp. You're like... Yeah, I think I said this maybe a year ago, but I definitely said in some episode that I truly believe next generation there will be just diskless drives, consoles.
Right.
Things will be all digital machines. And that's just the future we live in.
Because that's fine as long as they do what Sony did, where you can like add a disc drive. But it depends, obviously, if they keep physical media alive.
See, that's why I don't think they will, because especially for Xbox. I said my answer to Xbox was like, well, they should just add a way to buy an external, disc reader, because in this case, because the game isn't on the disc. As long as it has a way to read the disc for the key to play the game,
right?
Then that's fine.
That's good.
But to me, I almost think they have to do that because they're all about like backward compatibility, and like you can't play. Like, how am I going to play my Xbox One games that are physical if you just force me to get an all digital console?
Right.
You know. That's the only way around it. Unless they're going to drop the whole backwards compatibility. Actually, they probably won't digitally. I think that, like, once it's tied to your account, I think going forward, technology is just there.
I think it's just always there.
Right.
I just need an easier way to upgrade the storage, too, if they're not going to, like, actually put enough storage in there. 1 terabyte is not enough for game consoles anymore. And
what about 800?
This, like, $200 Xbox-only Seagate drive that you have to buy is just, like, ridiculous.
Well, they finally let third parties make ones, too. Which are kind of cheaper.
Are they still, like, ridiculously priced? Like, I want to be able to, like, hook up, like, my 10 terabyte SSD external and just use that. Sony has the same issue, too, where you have to, like, you could use whatever SSD, but you have to, like, add it into the system itself. like actually install it into the system. So
no, I probably don't have to install it. I have plug-in. Xbox the one is you just gave me.
Plug-in, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I just do it to move stuff around. Right. That's like the easiest solution.
Right.
But you do bring up a good point that, like, especially for an all digital future, 1 terabyte, especially for PS5 and or Sony and PlayStation, it's not going to cut it anymore. No. It's like these games, like Call of Duty, is like 250 gigs.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, you can't, you granted, can't give me a terabyte anymore.
I wonder if someone there was like, hey, are we going to like optimize this, make it smaller? And they're like, smaller?
Why?
why do we care?
We did. We cut the campaign down to like 2 hours. That's smaller.
But the
but it's still, it's as big as the old, it's as big as the other modes. So?
Huh? We made it smaller. That's what we want. Problem. Yeah. For Switch 2, just off... you know what? Never mind. I'll say that for next video. But, yeah, I would say, like, maybe upwards of 2. The big issue is that the operating system is like, oh, it's 1 terabyte, but then the operating system is like 200 gigs.
Yeah, the operating system is ridiculous.
Right.
I don't know why.
I think Xbox's is better optimized in terms of, like...
taking it off the hard drive.
Yeah, but PlayStation isn't it the storage is 800 gigabytes before, right?
Yeah.
And then you
it's a terabyte. It's 800 after. It's literally so it's like 200.
Yeah, yeah.
So Nintendo's is the best one. It's 32 gigabyte hard drive and then it's 29 gigabytes free after the So like if Nintendo's terrible interface can be 3 gigs, everybody else's can be around the same.
Yeah, but it's terrible. Yeah. It's terrible.
True.
Oh my god, I gotta put that on the list. Anyway, let us know what you guys think. Do you think Xbox should not go all digital? Do you think we need more physical media? Do you think Derek looks good today? You know, just let us know in the comments, you know.
Check out the sweatshirt.
Yeah.
One day it will be merch that you can buy.
Like, comment, subscribe, tell your favorite color, become a member, see our stuff early, join our Discord, and we'll see you guys next time.
Bye-bye.
Oh, wait. Well, you got a few more seconds. I gotta get to the button.
Do it.
No, it's still
the button.